Looking for the Possible Dance by A.L. Kennedy. Everything else is a waste of time. Do you hear me? Everything else is a waste of time. You hear me, Margaret? You understand?
Margaret was outside in the night, standing behind the Methodist Church Hall. Her ears, numbed after hours of music, were rushing with the sudden quiet, as if she had just dipped her head inside a seashell or a big tin box. Margaret's father was sitting on two empty beer crates, breathing in and out enormously, his legs extended flat ahead of him, and both his hands folded hotly round one of her wrists.
See? There's the moon, Princess. Do you see?
Yes. His swaying finger seemed to nudge at the fat white circle, leave a little mark.
And there's the plough. One, two, three, four, and a little tail, and there's Orion is up there too. Stars and stars and stars. More stars behind these stars. And if you could see all the stars, the sky would be white. All of that up there. Miraculous. And they see us, Margaret. Princess, they see us. The moon looks down at us and we look up at her and it's wonderful. She's telling us everything else is a waste of time. That's what she says. You hear her? That's what she says.
Margaret watched her daddy, smiling with his eyes closed against the moonlight as he squeezed her hand. She stepped up and kissed his ear, and was a little worried about him in case he took cold from sitting out with no coat on. She also wondered what he meant. Beginning with her wondering, or the cold, or the beautiful plume of her father's breath, which clouded up to make small rainbows around the moon, Margaret often remembers that night. It was the only time that she and her father went out together like that, formally. Why he wanted to dance with the Methodists, in that hall, on that night, she does not know, but it was wonderful all the same. Resting her weight down carefully onto his feet, her daddy walked and span her through the two-step and into the waltz, round and round. She closed her eyes and rested in against his stomach, the bright shirt, the smell of his soap and himself and a new aftershave. Even better was to sit with a glass of orange juice in a place where she could watch her father dance away without her. He drew her eye, surely everyone's eye, and they all knew where to look for the blue of his suit, the suit she had never seen before and would not see again until after her father was dead.